Okay, I will.
Wait, before you start, I just got a text from Justin, just so you know. Running late, he'll be on in 5 minutes. So he's just
Okay,
running a little bit
good.
behind.
Well, as long as I have a quorum in K, I'm happy in K. What about Andrew? Have we heard back from him? Did you call
Yeah, he
Andrew?
said he was going to be a few minutes late, but he will be joining.
Okay, so well, let's get going in K and take care of some of the bookkeeping stuff here. Let me call to order in K the South Miami Pension Plan meeting for Friday, September 12th in K 2025. It's 10:07 a.m. Let's do a call to a roll call, Sierra, and you can add people as they come in.
Okay, Joe Fernandez,
Present.
Randy Brown,
Here.
Alfredo Riverall,
Here.
Brad Cassell.
Here.
Great, we have a quorum confirmed.
Okay. Let's see. We have the approval of the minutes. Does anybody have any questions or comments on the minutes of June 13th, 2025?
Make a motion, we approve the minutes.
Second.
Well, we have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. All against. Okay, that's unanimous. Joe, I'm going to beat up on you today.
On who?
You.
On me. Okay.
On the day in K, on the last meeting, before we get into the consultant's report, before we get into the last meeting, okay, let's see. Joe and K put forth a that we sell $1 million worth of S&P 500 in K, which we did in K, and we netted 62.97 and 36. And let's see, as of last night, okay, that same index was at 65.88 and 75. Which means we had a 290, or there was 291 points we missed on. You do the numbers, okay, and let's see, it's about $46,000, okay, that we missed on. Okay, we can't do that, Joe. Okay, when I tell you, okay, we're investing for 400 years, we're investing for 400 years, not for a swing, okay, that's going to happen, okay, in the middle of 2025 or 27 or 32 or 2102. Okay.
But we're supposed to put that in stocks anyway. In I believe it was a federated dividend income portfolio.
No, that's not what we don't trade. We don't position stocks like that. Okay, I'm telling you
Well,
right now. I have looked.
it was going
I have
somewhere.
what I have. This is going to be my 20th year next year. Okay, I've watched everybody try to. If you have a board that meets once a week, twice a week, 5 times a week, you can move things around like that. We meet 4 times a year and we're not very nimble. Okay. So the bottom line, we need to have as static a portfolio as possible.
Right, but
Okay.
what was it supposed to go into? My recollection,
We're supposed to go into
obviously,
money market.
if I push for that trade, I know I was going somewhere, and I think we're for my
No.
recollection, for what I recall, was supposed to go right back into equities. It's just going.
No, it was not. Okay.
Oh, okay. Well, look at the minutes, but
Sierra?
I'll take the blame. But I don't
I'm
think
telling you, but this is
we
the
never
lesson for you. This
we
is the
never sell
lesson for
anything
you.
unless it's going into somewhere. The
Okay.
only time we sell anything is because it's going to be reallocated. So where was it reallocated to? That's my question to you
To
now.
cash, which is what was
The cash?
discussed.
No.
Not to cash, to money
I
market.
don't. It
The
does.
money market.
It doesn't add up in my mind that we went to cash. We did that for either going back into the real estate that we're getting a call on now, or it was going to go into the slowing down into more of a value play, putting
Okay.
into the. But
But
in any case.
we had plenty of cash, okay, in the money market, okay, to cover the calls that we have. And what we would do, or what we should do in the future is we trade out of whatever we have, okay, and the instruction, okay, to David and I for 1 second, this instruction of David and I in the future, okay, was to sell. was to sell the, or to trim down the S&P 500 in K for any real estate calls that we have. But being in K is they're unpredictable. Okay, we shouldn't be selling in K until we need that money.
Brad, but I can assure you, I did not make the call of selling $1 million and put it in cash. It was $1 million and going to something else.
If we need cash,
David,
okay,
help me out here, David.
So let me jump in. As you might all recall, we did decide to move a little bit of money from the S&P 500 and put it in cash because it felt like the markets were really frothy. And we said that having a little bit of cash on the sideline was reasonable relative to what other pension plans have done. But Brad is completely right. Obviously, if we had left it in the stock market, it would have appreciated along with the rest of the portfolio. Because as we sit today, right now, the portfolio, instead of being $66.6 million as of the end of the second quarter, is closer to $69 million. And that's primarily all because of stocks have gone up. Brad is correct in his recollection. I don't think it's unreasonable that we had a little bit more cash. We're never going to get the movements correct.
My recollection is that's when all the tariffs were going down. The market was going all over the place. I thought it was a smart move.
But we don't trade the market.
If I knew when the markets were going up and down, do you think I would be sitting in this chair? Do you think that I honestly would be occupying a measly public servant of the city? I would be sitting with David Lee at the Martha Vineyards. Yeah. What the hell is wrong with you guys?
Do you think he would only have season tickets to FIU?
Yeah,
yeah, that's the key. That was it. That's David perfect.
Listen, we're going to make a wrong decision. We're going to make right ones. I mean, I agree. We play the long game. We all agree with that. I mean, this is a 400-year plan. I get that. But
yes.
To say that we could have capitalized on that shit, on Monday night, I can tell you who wins the Sunday games all day and night.
Right.
I mean, let's be real. Put it in perspective, Joe. I understand, but
we had reasons, as David stated, we had reasons to put some cash aside. The market was doing pretty good. We're on the top of the market,
today. Get more cash today because the market's even frothier. We're never going to be right.
Well, there was a reason for taking some money off the table.
Okay,
and we all agreed on it.
We had $1.5 million in the bank at that time. Okay, we don't need to sell it. Okay, when we sell things in K, we sell things in K to move into something else. Okay, and we're never gonna be 100% right. But the bottom line is we can't make moves like that $1 million. Okay, I mean that was totally out of the woodwork. Okay, and.
Well, I don't 100% agree with you. The other thing, what happened to that investment, the fellow that presented on the real estate play?
That's a discussion we're going to have in K in a few minutes with Ron. Okay, that's going to be.
But I thought part of the money was for that as well, because we said we're going to put about $500,000 in there or something, from my recollection. So what happened with that? That's another reason.
We'll
go through that in Ron's report. Okay, what I want to do is move forward. Good morning, Justin. Good morning, Andrew. I guess you're there. I just got a message from Jose, who's in Georgia, that his Zoom doesn't connect in Georgia. Where in Georgia are you? Okay. Let's move on, then, to David's report, I guess.
Okay, perfect.
Anybody have a problem with that? Okay, let's move on.
Great. Sierra, are you going to share that for us, or should I share screen?
If you're able to, if not, I'm happy to do it.
Let's see.
It definitely helps, David, when you share it, because that way I can follow along easily just looking at what you're next asking. That helps.
Great. Does everyone see my screen?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
Perfect. Okay, great. As you know, this captures the second quarter and just wants to kind of reset for us what happened for that prior quarter. The economic statistics, just a couple of data points. The biggest shift for us here, obviously, was GDP. The prior quarter was off fractionally, while the current quarter, as of the print date of the book, was at 3%. As you all might know, the revision came out and actually was revised up to 3.3%. A lot of that really was the prior quarter depression because there were a lot more imports than exports. And as you know, when that happens, that's actually a detraction to GDP. And a lot of that was because the supply chain was concerned about tariffs and what would happen in April. So there were a lot more imports kind of right at the ship, if you will, for the second quarter. Most of the other numbers are pretty consistent, although unemployment, more recent numbers have ticked up slightly, as you all know. But we're still kind of just around the low 4 point whatever numbers. And CPI also ticked up slightly, but we're still sub 3. So CPI, I believe, is at 2.9. Unemployment's more like 4.3, but still in the same ballpark. Unemployment is still modest. Inflation is creeping up a little bit. However, the more favored indicator that the Fed used, the PCE, is probably going to come in rather modest because of the inputs that they have. So it looks like right now the market is pricing in 100% that the Fed's going to cut interest rates next week by 25 basis points or 0.25%, and probably trending for another one or two by the end of the year, and then another two or three next year. But who the heck knows? I mean, honestly, had you all asked if I thought that we would be up again in the markets, I would have said, I think it's going to be a tough road. You never know, but I think it's going to be tough. Well, here we sit. And if you look at that right page of the right side of the page, you'll notice that the stock market gained 10.9% for the quarter, which is bonkers. I mean, it brings our 12-month return up to 15.2%. I've mentioned this many times in the past, but the long-term annualized returns of the stock market, when you look at it over a 20-year frame, annualized is generally about 9 to 10%. We got that in a quarter. Yeah, it's not supposed to happen. It's not supposed to be that easy on a reflective basis, although on a day-to-day basis, obviously there was some agita. But if you look at that first column there, equities across the board were up both domestically and internationally, and even bonds were part of the party as they were up 1.2%. And bottom left-hand corner of the page, just to highlight for you that it still is a growth story. Basically, technology stocks, artificial intelligence, anything growth-oriented, crushed stocks that were core or value. As you can see, all growth, regardless of market capitalization, was up double digits. The flip side, all value, they were up only single digits and low single digits at that. So our portfolio, pretty straightforward. If stocks do well, this portfolio is going to do well. Stocks did well, we did well. For the quarter, we gained 7.6%, a little bit behind the shadow index of 8.1. Still ranking in the 14th percentile, bringing our fiscal year to date up to 6%. And then the longer term numbers there are double digits for 3 years at 10.9, 10.5 for 5 years, 8.6 for 10 years, and then 8.1 since June of 08. And that's pretty impressive. Those numbers are top third of the universe, relatively speaking, or if not top decile. So very nice. Upper right-hand corner of the page, when you add up all the pieces that are stock related and then you add up all the non-stock related, you're roughly at about 70-30, so a little bit over allocated to our stock allocation, a little under allocated to our safety assets, primarily more real estate. And as you know, we have our domestic equity indexed, and that's why those two rows, large cap equity, mid cap equity, numbers match the index funds. And then international is our active component. It did trail a little bit, but still, I would not be concerned yet. It's done as international allocation well enough. Real estate was all fractionally, but it still does not take away or detract from the longer term returns that we have. And as a reminder, that 5-year return of 13.5% still captures these negative, more recent returns. So, as an asset class that moderates the overall portfolio and is more similar in volatility with bonds, it's been a good addition. And Agincourt continues to do well as our active manager. You'll see there that they've outperformed for every single period. So, kudos to them for that. It's a story that I get to say often. So, I feel that we are in a good spot with the allocation that we have. We started the quarter off at $62.1 million, $62.2 million, and then we wound up being at 66.6 at the end of the quarter. Oops, sorry, not very good at. Okay, perfect. This is the chart, and it's a chart that we've seen many a times. As a reminder, the dark line is the corpus of the fund, the dotted hash line is assumption rate, and then the dotted line at the bottom is the cash flow line. Real numbers tell the story. Obviously, we're in cash flow negative status for the fund for the entire period here, and we've made a significant amount of money, roughly 4 times our beginning value. So we've done nicely. So, as I mentioned, our asset allocation, we are a little bit over allocated to our equity component, mostly with large cap stocks, most under allocated to real estate, still within guidelines, although obviously large cap has been continuously performing very well for us. And then I'll stop with this last page here because it decomposes primarily real estate. The other pieces just have names to them. So our large cap component is indexed with Vanguard. Our mid cap or small mid cap is with Fidelity. Two bites at the apple with International, MFS, and then Federated. And then real estate, TA Realty Fund 12, Fund 13, and the two Agincourt pieces. One that's a little bit more broad in its duration, one that's shorter in duration, the combination of which have worked well for us. And as I mentioned to you, our portfolio has appreciated since then as well, and has done nicely.
Can you go back, if you don't mind, to the previous our allocation, the previous there, that one. No, that one. So our percentage 42, our target's 35. Okay. So real estate, we're under, we're supposed to, we want to be at 20, we're at 9.1.
Yes, and I believe that the minutes reflect that we're looking at investing $6 million across two managers.
Which I'm assuming we're going to talk about their agreements soon.
I believe so.
Okay, and I'm assuming we already agreed to take it from large.
Correct.
I remember that conversation last quarter.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah, although we do have some cash on the sideline as well, so. Obviously, we'll use that first.
Alfredo, remember that doesn't include committed. We're more committed in case we just haven't had the opportunity to, or they haven't called the money yet.
Got it. I
So
got it.
it doesn't reflect that. Anyway, okay, go ahead, David.
I think that's it. I mean, we're pretty good. No recommendations on making any changes to the asset allocation. Nor any of the managers. Happy to address any questions that you might have. As I mentioned to you, as we sit today, we're close to $69 million, and the asset allocation remains pretty similar to where we were at the end of the quarter. Large cap stocks were 42.9% as of a couple days ago.
Good job, Dave. I
Okay.
don't know. That's good. I think it's we're solid. We're
Okay.
definitely more than exceeding our assumed rate.
Okay. And so we're done, David.
Yes, sir.
Let me ask you to hang around, okay,
Of
for the
course.
discussion on the partnership on the partnerships, which I'm going to ask Ron to cover first, TA and affiliated housing. Okay, if you could stick around for those, and then you can go about your day. And where are you now? I forgot.
I'm in Michigan. After this meeting, I have a face-to-face meeting in about an hour and a half.
Oh, okay. And you got football tickets for Saturday?
No, Michigan? Although if I came in early enough, I would have gone to the game, the Detroit Yankee game, I think, right?
There you go. Okay. Okay. Thank you, David and Kay. We're happy with you now, and Kay, will we be happy with you in a year? You've been in the business long enough, okay, to know what that means. Anyway, so Ron?
Yes.
Brent? Where's Brent? Okay. Oh, Brent's yeah. Hiding in the shadows.
Yeah, he had to step away for a minute for a call. Okay. I have this. On TA, update on TA Realty, you had approved, subject to legal review, an investment in TA Realty Fund 14, which we made. And, the papers have been signed. We've been accepted. And that closing has gone through. I don't know if there's been any capital calls yet. But at some point, they will call capital. I believe that is our third TA Realty investment.
Forward.
Four? Okay.
Four, 12, 13.
Okay.
Wait a second. Were we in originally 11? Yeah, 11, 12, 13, and this is 14.
Okay.
Okay.
Interesting. The subscription agreement on this one, it just presented some challenges that the previous ones I don't think had. And, I'm doing another TA for a different plan, a different TA investment. And the papers are, in the other one, the subscription agreement, the questions are completely different and asked in a different way and somewhat easier to use. And I just happened to ask the lawyers on the other one, and, why did they... why are the different papers for, the same, they're different investments, but, they work the same way. They said, well, it's just different law firms. And we try to make ours easier. But anyway.
Ron, yes. Let me stop you there for one second. Yeah. David, what other investment does TA have?
It's their core fund.
Oh, okay.
It's an open-ended core fund.
Oh, okay.
Also do have other they have an industrial product, but we haven't been looking at that. Typically for clients, it's been either the open-ended core fund or the value-add fund.
Oh, okay. Okay. That, Ron says something, and light bulbs goes off.
Yeah, it's a core property fund. Okay, on affiliated housing, their closing is going to be likely in November. I heard from Nick Rojo yesterday. We have sent off a proposed side letter. We received some comments. Took a while, but we received the comments, and they all are fine. We've asked them to make whatever additional, to incorporate the changes that we've agreed to. And I don't expect that we'll have any issues as we proceed to the closing. We're far along on this subscription agreement, so we've made a lot of progress on that. There was one issue, and Andrew, we're glad you're here, and I'll explain how this came about. Well, we're glad you're here for a lot of reasons, but I'm especially glad you're here for this reason. I think Sierra had sent an email and about how Andrew or wanted to review the papers. And then Andrew called me and wanted to know how far along we were, and had expressed two concerns on his review of the papers. I think they were certain underlying assumptions and pipeline deals. That's what I got out of it. I didn't, you know, that's what I wrote down. I didn't explore it because that's not my area. You know, that's not financial decision. I'm looking at it for legal issues. Brad asked me if I could tell him what Andrew had said, and I assured him that I could not under the government and the Sunshine Law, and I did not. So we're glad that the closing isn't until after this meeting. But Andrew had expressed to me some concerns. I don't know how deep they are or anything, but, you know, we have a chance to hear them now.
And then I'm going to ask Andrew and Kay to speak now and tell us what his concerns were, because I have no clue.
Yeah. Hey, good morning, everyone. It's not so much concerns as it was clarifying questions that I was hoping to ask. After having reviewed the full document. And so I don't know what would be the best way to go about that and procedurally, but would it make sense to schedule, you know, perhaps I could schedule a meeting with Affiliated to review my questions on the sample deals that were provided and the assumptions that they used in those sample deals.
The proper way to have done that, okay, would have been okay, to invite Affiliated here to this meeting where you could do it in front of all of us. Do we want to schedule, okay, a special meeting in the next week or two to do that? Because they're not here now. Because if I would have known, okay, that this was what was going on, then I could have said, okay, well, tell Nick or one of his people to be here. But of course, okay, I couldn't get an inkling, okay, of where we were. So now we're wasting more time. Okay. And Andrew, I thank you for this. Okay. This is your area of expertise. Okay. This is what you do all day long. Okay. And it's really important, okay, that you get these things out and you get your answers questioned. But can we set something up for the next 2 weeks to have a 1 hour meeting, okay, with Nick and get this done? Because I think that's really, you know.
And when you say a meeting, I have no problems, by the way.
One-hour meeting where Andrew can question Nick as to what he sees in these contracts, rather than Andrew has a meeting, okay, then after Andrew's meeting, okay, has to go through Ron to open up to set up a meeting, okay, and then I'm trying to streamline the process.
I guess the question is, do you want the whole board? The board's already given approval to
execute. I agree. Alfredo, that's a perfect response right there. That's why I don't understand, okay, why these things couldn't have been dealt with, okay, before this meeting. You know, because, I mean, Andrew is obviously, in this case, okay, a very important cog in the wheel, okay? But bottom line is, let's deal with the problem that we have right now. Let's streamline it. Let's have even if you get on the meeting and you're not real estate savvy, at least let's get a quorum together so that we can have this discussion and find out what these, do you have specifics on these real quick, Andrew?
I'd have to find my notes. I mean, it wasn't anything major, honestly, because I feel like the board has entrusted me in particular with this deal and was really relying on my advice. I took particular interest in reviewing through the documents, and I just wanted to, for my own level of comfort, feel like I understood all of the assumptions and terms that were laid out in the document I read. I don't have the notes with me right now, but sure. I mean, I think, in my opinion, the idea of a brief special meeting, you know, in the next 2 weeks, that makes sense to me. I don't want to slow down the November closing, so we don't have much time, but perhaps that is the best way to handle it at this point.
So next week is a bit of a challenge for me as far as my schedule goes. The only day I could really, it looks like I have availability, is going to be next Friday.
I'm actually out of town next Friday, but the week of the 22nd, any day I'll make myself available.
Hold on one second. Let me get my calendar up here. The week of the 22nd. Okay, I'm free that week. Okay, pick. I'd rather have it in the afternoon if possible, 3 or 4 o'clock. Okay, but
I think I think the 23rd is Rosh Hashanah, and that can create problems for people who may want to attend otherwise.
I'm busy on the 23rd anyway, Ron. So what about Wednesday, the 24th? How does that look for folks?
It's still holiday. How about the 22nd?
I can do that.
4 o'clock?
Works for me.
Okay, we have 3. Okay, how about Alfredo? Does that, he disappeared.
That's fine.
Randy, can you be there at 4 o'clock on the 22nd? Randy? Can you be? Okay, forget it.
Yeah, Justin. I was muted. I say, hold on, let me check. I'm muted.
Okay. Okay. Justin?
I'm good. That works for me.
Okay. Okay, Alfredo, the 22nd. Okay, so we're all good.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Brad, okay. I may have an issue if I can't be here. Brent will be here, but I'll try to be here because I've done the work.
Did you need somebody from our office on that call? Because I do have a conflict. I won't be able to be on the call, but I could have somebody else just sit in.
You want to have somebody cover it just in case? Okay. I mean, I mean, these are legal. This is a legal and a business. Well, I mean, you guys might benefit also from being on the call because of Andrew's knowledge.
Sure. Okay. I could have somebody from the office be on the call.
Okay. Okay. So the 22nd, we're in business there, 4 o'clock. I can go to Pilates. Okay. That's important. That's my life. 1 second. Let me just put this down real quick. Okay, 22nd.
That's your secret, huh?
Yes, that's my secret to longevity right now. And now you have it, and I hope to see you there, Joe.
Would it make sense, Ron, if I sent affiliated list of questions ahead of time?
Oh, I think that would be fine. Nick is more open to these things I've seen than some of the other people. You know, a smaller company and local. And I write Nick an email. I get an email back right away. I think we should invite Nick here, but I think
I want Nick here. He has to be here for that meeting. Okay.
Yeah, well, we don't know he's available, but he probably will make himself available. But I think
I'm reaching out to him right now.
Okay. But I think, Andrew, that's very good that you would do that. I think that's fine.
Okay.
Give him a chance to think about it.
You know? Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I'll do that. I'll put that together over the weekend.
Ron, would you have any issue if Andrew actually sends me those questions and I send them to Affiliated and I make that part of the agenda packet?
Well, no, I think that's absolutely fine.
Okay.
I think that's absolutely fine.
Okay,
so
just that the trustees can't talk to each other between meetings, and sometimes it creates efficiency problems, but, you know, that's the problem.
Okay,
the world we live in.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Thank you. Ron, so there's nothing else on Affiliated then until we get to this meeting. So
I think that's correct. You know, I may hear some more stuff from them on the side letter. If I do, I'll bring it up. I don't think so. I think everything will be pretty much in order. We're not getting everything we asked for and opening it up to our members or retirees, but they do get I think it's a free one free month, which I'm aware that they're offering to people anyway. But you know, that's that, if you remember, we talked about should I ask for any concessions for our members, and I was told to ask, and so I asked, and that's what they're willing to do. And you know, it should not be the determinative factor. The pecuniary gain is the important factor.
No, Affiliated cannot hold an apartment, okay, in case we have somebody. This is a business in case we're one partner out of a number of partners. In the same way, I wouldn't want Hollywood, who's an investor in this, okay, to turn to affiliate and say, hey, we have four people that might want to rent there. Can you hold four apartments? No, this is a business. Okay, it have to be rented. Okay, and you know, in the most efficient and business-like manner. Okay, so. It would be stupid for affiliated NK to take if somebody called from our board and said, hey, Nick, NK, Joe Smith was there. You have an apartment, NK, can you send him a bottle of wine if he rents the apartment or something? Okay. And that's a business decision for Nick to make. Okay. But I don't think, okay, they're going to turn somebody down, okay, they're not going to get, if there's two people at the same time, I would hope they would give preference to an investor, a city, okay, rather than the other person. And that's just in a course of business, but anyway.
Real quick before we move on, just for the special meeting, I have Brad, Andrew, Justin, Randy confirmed. Joe and Alfredo, are you two planning to attend? Got it, Alfredo?
Yeah, I'll be here.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. I just want to confirm our office can send out the quorum confirmation.
And I'm guessing Jose will be back from, what's the city? One second. Hopefully he will be back from Cuthbert, Georgia. Okay. For that meeting. So make sure, okay, he's invited. Okay. So that's affiliated, and okay. David, that would, I don't see anything else on here, okay, that we would need you for, but you're always welcome to stay. But with that, okay, I'm going to ask Ron to go into the, this is going to be Ron and Alfredo and Del, on the drop language.
Yeah. So,
Bye. 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 Thank you all.
Come on, Justin, wave.
You don't have to. You don't have to. Have a wonderful weekend, everybody. Thank you. Bye.
And so on the drop language, this is a request we made a number of years ago involving distributions from the drop. We see that the city passed a new ordinance making some changes to the police plan ordinance, but they did not include the changes that the board had requested on withdrawals from the drop. So that's where it is.
Okay.
I did speak to Brad about it yesterday. I think he may have a few comments.
Yeah, okay. I have gone through this, okay, several times, okay, and it is impossible. It's not a question of, when I say impossible, okay, unless we hired a person, okay, to watch a single account, it is impossible, okay, for us to administer, okay, that ordinance, that section of the ordinance. There's no way, okay, we can predict in any fashion, okay, what the rate of return in any given year going forward is going to be. If there was, once again, that would be Alfredo's doing, okay, and he says he can't do it. But the bottom line is, we can't predict that. We can't predict what the cost. If we could just predict what the cost of living would be that affects that, okay, that would be great. But it's impossible, okay. When I say impossible, anything over 1 in a million, okay, is impossible to me. But this needs to be done. It needs to be fixed, okay? I mean, I spoke to Jose, and Jose turned around and said, hey, this is we don't need that. And then I spoke to Ron, and that's where I'm going to bring Ron back into this, okay, conversation. He says, okay, that the unions could just waive the issue.
Well, Brad asked me, does it have to be negotiated? And here is the law on collective bargaining. Okay. it's Florida state law. It's not governed by federal law. It's not governed by the National Labor Relations Act. It's under Florida state law. And what it says is if either party, the certified bargaining unit or the city wants to discuss a term and condition of employment, wants to negotiate it, it has to be negotiated. And it also says that you can't make a unilateral change in the terms and conditions of employment. The management cannot do that. They have to be negotiated. Pension benefits are a term and condition of employment under a Florida Supreme Court case going back 40 years. So the city cannot make a unilateral change to the issues involving drop. If either side asks for it, that has to be negotiated. Negotiations, here's what Brad was talking about. And if they're not negotiated, it's an unfair labor practice, and there's a procedure in the statute for adjudicating those before an administrative agency. But collective bargaining rights can be waived. So if the city wanted to, or the union wanted to, it could talk to the other party and say, we would like to change the contract. Here's the problem we have. Or we would like to change the pension to deal with distributions from drop. And if you agree, we will waive collective bargaining. Now, there's still a discussion, but it's not collective bargaining, which is a rather formal process. So what I'm saying is if both parties agree to do it, it can be done without reopening the contract. They can just agree, yeah, go ahead and do it, and we're not going to, and we'll waive any collective bargaining on it. It happens all the time that parties waive collective bargaining. Sometimes they mean to, sometimes they don't, and the collective bargaining cases are just full of whether or not action or inaction is a waiver. So what I'm saying is if the city wants to do it, they can approach the union. If the union says, fine, we'll waive collective bargaining, they just get a written waiver and that'll be it. Does that answer your question?
Yes, Alfredo, where the hell are you? We can watch you chew. We can watch you chew. I know you don't want us to watch you chew. Okay. Mm. Do you understand what Ron just said? Good. Just spit it out.
I not only understand what he said, I know exactly what he said. We're in negotiations with Randy, which is literally on my right corner right there, so he knows what he said. It's being proposed by the city. It's going to be already in the police union agreements. Those are already in there. There's one union agreement left, which is Randy. Randy, you know that we're going to propose it? There's no reason to have a reopening.
It's a mistake. It never should have been written in the first place. Randy, do you understand that? I mean, I predicted exactly what would happen, okay, with this. And yes, because of the cost of living, okay, and the fact, okay, that they're earning a rate of return on this money, we can't predict what it'll be. The cash flow that's supposed to be paid out, okay, is the cash flow of the corpus, okay, plus a rate of return if there is one up to a certain point, okay, and then okay, it has to have the COLAs in it, you know, that are adjusted annually. So it's impossible to do. It's not like line is, and I don't think, and I don't think it's a benefit. Okay, I think that this steps beyond. Okay, you get a benefit. Okay, which you're paid. Okay, you know, until you die or your spouse, depending upon how. But the bottom line is once you're done, once you leave, this money needs to be taken out. Okay, we don't have the ability. Plus, it's cost us money to do this. So, I would appreciate it, okay, if the city could just put together a waiver, okay, with you, Randy, okay, and get your guys on board, okay. And I know Jose, okay, doesn't care about it, from what he said to me.
It's already in their agreement. It's not that he has to care. It's already been.
Well, what in what agreement again has the agreement been passed by the city?
Yes.
So it's in existence, but it still appears in the ordinance.
Correct. We have not modified the ordinance. We're waiting to finish up the negotiation with Randy's group so it could all be done.
Because right now somebody else comes along, okay, we have to do it because that's the ordinance. But now that we've seen how it works, okay, we can guarantee there's going to be a mistake there. And the bottom line is in the case of Manny Mongola, he got every penny he deserved and then some. And then we came back and said, hey, you got a little more than you you're allowed to get. And now we have to claw back the money, okay? This is going to happen again, Randy. Okay. I mean, I'd appreciate it if it was done immediately. Okay, if it's already in the police union and agreed to, okay, Randy, if you guys waive it, okay, it can be done immediately. That's just my opinion on that. Okay, but let's go ahead from there. Okay, let's go to, Randy, another topic for you, Henry Moses.
Yes. So we received. Day before yesterday, well, let me go back and just set the stage for this, remind everybody. Henry Moses was a beneficiary of a deceased retiree. He has been apparently unable to direct where the pension checks are to go. Somebody we've received a number of different powers of attorney, which are documents that allow an agent to act for the principal. From the agent on his behalf, there's a Florida statute that very strictly must be complied with. And through all of these, we've said that they had not complied. We received one the day before yesterday, a new one, and I believe that it does comply with Florida statutes. Now, it depends, of course, on a power of attorney can give the agent certain powers and not other powers. We understand that here, that the power that wants to be executed is to direct the direct deposit. And I'm not sure how much we have, but you know, it's been a number of months. He hasn't received his pension benefits.
So about 50,000?
It's been 2 years. I'd have to look up the benefit amount, but I know it was August 2023 is what this goes back to.
I know this has been a very difficult, let me say, for Brett and I and Brad and, you know, people accusing us of violating the Americans with Disabilities Act and things like that. But we have an obligation to follow the statute on this. Now, we think that in connection with this particular power of attorney, that it permits the agent to direct the pension benefits to an account. If there's other things that the agent wants to do, and we've said this in other issues to Sierra, ask us what they want to do and we will review the power to see if they have authority to do that. Now, Brad asked me yesterday if the agent has authority to direct it to an account, does the agent have authority to direct it to her own account? And the answer to that is no. And that is not, that is determined by our plan, which prohibits assignment of benefits. And if somebody could just acting as an agent under a power of attorney, get the money into their own account, that would be an improper assignment. What she can do is create an account for him or even have a joint account. Sierra, we send pension benefits to joint accounts all the time, don't we? Yeah. And so that's not considered an assignment. So in other words, if the agent here wants to direct the money, what's ever held there, and future benefit payments, and we're happy we finally have a good power of attorney to an account in the name of Henry Moses, she can do it. If there's other questions, other powers that she wants to exercise, Sierra can ask us, and we'll give her an answer. We don't think though that it can go into her account alone.
Okay. Well, let's get more specific then. Okay, so Randy, you can understand this. Okay, in other words, we can't put this into an account in just Roberta's name. If they need to open an account as Henry and Roberta, or Henry's account, okay, with her as the power of attorney on it, having the power of attorney to sign on it. Okay, but that's, I mean, and right now our major concern is getting the lump sum, okay, to Henry. Okay, so I'm trying to think of every question that Mike, in other words, it would be great. Okay, now that we know that the power is sufficient, what I don't want to do, okay, is to see, you know, a bank account not set up properly. Okay, under our ordinance, okay, and state laws, okay, I want to make sure, okay, I have that now, so I don't come in a week and then have to wait for another meeting before we discuss this again. Okay, because I personally I don't think it's right to put it into somebody else's name. I mean, she could assign it to her. I don't know if Roberta has kids or anything, but she could assign it to her kids if she wants. We need to make sure, okay, that Henry. This is Henry's money. It goes it goes for his benefit. And the only way to do that is to make sure that she has an account, okay, that's either her and Henry, Henry, with her as, you know, whatever her position is called. But Joe has a question. Go ahead.
I'm just going to add to that. I think the easiest is going to be a joint account at any given bank. It's going to facilitate everything nice and easy as per Ron, that. And the other thing, just to let you know, at a bank, once you create a joint account to receive those funds, you can also, at the bank, create a transfer on death, which means that ultimate, whoever the beneficiaries are, and I'm assuming this is an older couple, you can do a transfer of death, and that way the beneficiaries will receive that money in case anything happens to the two owners of the joint account.
Okay, but that's not our concern. Okay, our concern, okay, is getting her the money today. How she sets up the account, let the bank give her. I don't want to give her a legal opinion, okay, or of any kind, okay, because that always comes back to bite us. The only thing I want to make sure is that when she sends us the request for payment. Okay, which you know, Sierra will accept this, so you can, I mean, and Sierra or Ron, in case, should be sending her an email immediately saying we accept this power of attorney, okay, and we want to move on. Please call us, okay, for, you know, with any questions, or and then send her the documents that she would need to, that we need signed by her. Okay, Sierra, can we get that out?
I mean, I know you don't want to go out on a limb on there, but
no, I'm not going out on a limb. I don't want to.
But you might want to say it has to go into a joint account, or I mean, not where you give me legal advice, but to let her know what to do, because then you're going to put the.
Okay, Joe, I'm going to go with that. Okay, I'm going to say Ron. Okay, then you write the email. Can we do this in the next 24 or 48 hours at the maximum? Okay, get her a letter out. Okay, yeah. Say we accept, you know, happily, use the word happily. Happily, we accept the money.
Yeah, we're happy.
Okay,
honestly, you know, if Ron wants to send the email to our office, just so we have the email in the file stating we're accepting the POA, the money just needs to go to an account in his name, then we'll reach out to her and we'll work that out.
Okay, well, I'll write directly to Sierra and let Sierra communicate. And I will say that the form of the power of attorney is acceptable. we understand that it wants to be used now for direct deposit, and it is acceptable for that. There may be actions that you choose to take where it may not be acceptable. We'll deal with those on a case-by-case basis. I think it'll actually be acceptable for probably everything.
Right.
I want to get the money. But we haven't had a lot of time on this. We got a day before yesterday, and we wanted to get an answer today. And that, however, if she wants to direct it into an account, it has to be into an account in which Mr. Moses is on the account. It can be a joint account. It should not create a problem for her because she has a power of attorney. If the bank thinks it's acceptable, you know, loads of people give other people authority to have the bank account. But there's two reasons we don't want it to go to the agent's name. You know, one, directly into the agent's account, because it could raise a red flag. I'm not, but more importantly, in this case, we're not allowed to pay it to somebody else under any circumstances. That's what our plan says, and that's a time-honored tradition, no assignment. We don't want people coming to us and say, pay off my Ford F-150 with my pension.
All I want to add to that, Ron, is just somehow give him a clear path to, hey, a joint account is probably the best.
Okay.
Us being on a limb, that's my suggestion. Because all you're going to do is you're going to throw legal jargon back to this folks that we're trying to, you know, get this thing resolved. And then they're going to be having to go find legal counsel and figure out how, what, or whatever. This is pretty straightforward. Get a joint account. Got the power of attorney. Right. That's how we get it to you. And then she has the ability to do whatever she wants with the money.
Right. And I will do my best.
Joe, if it makes you feel any better, our office handles these kinds of situations all the time. So we'll be sure we give her clear instruction that it has to be an account and with his name on it, even if it's a joint account with her name on it as well.
I personally would not like to say it's a joint account. I personally would like to say it's an account with his name on it.
Yes, exactly.
There's
dozens. As I said, it has to be clear by you know, the process has to be clear. But ultimately, if you can make it where they understand that, you know, that's probably the easiest path with us being on the hook for it. All I'm saying is it reduces ambiguity and makes it clear.
Joe, I don't know her banking affairs, okay, or her family's banking affairs, okay, and I don't want to be involved in that decision, okay? The bottom line is I want to make sure she knows that the account, because there's probably a dozen or two dozen ways, okay, to have his name on the account, and it's what's best for him. I don't want to make a banking decision for him that is going to come back and say, oh, well, I opened that account, and now there's this problem, okay, and they told me I had to open a joint account, and, you know, and I don't know what those issues are. I want to make sure, okay, that we cover our asses and we cover Henry's ass, okay, as best as possible, okay? And I don't care if, as long, I mean, I want to make sure, okay, Henry's name is on this account, okay? And, you know, I don't want to be specific. I really don't want to be specific because that could come back. Those things come back. You know, you get some young lawyer that's a little younger than Brent and a little more eager than Brent, okay? And they want to make a name for themselves. So all of a sudden we're in a lawsuit. I don't want that, okay? Fair. You were young once, Brent. I remember.
A long time ago.
Okay, that's my opinion. I don't think we need to vote on anything here. Okay. I think, you know, we now have that. Okay. In fact, if you could get that email, okay, to Sierra, then in 24 hours, okay, and Sierra within 24 hours, if their phone call could go out to Roberta and then followed by an email, and I'm sure Randy is probably on the phone with her right now. Okay. And
Why would you think I'm on the phone with her right now, Brett?
Because I know you. And I know if there's exciting information for her, okay, that you would want to pass.
Give it,
Brett, after 2 years, it need to be some exciting information.
Well,
after 2 years.
Okay, but that's not – do me a favor. Don't get me started on there, okay? We don't want to be here for an extra hour, okay? Because I can lecture you for an hour, okay, at least.
You
okay,
already
well, what went wrong with this? And we don't want to get in that now. What we want to do – we want to get Henry his goddamn money.
Listen, Brad, I have talked to you far too much. My wife is angry, and I don't want to have another hour conversation with you.
You can assure her we're not having an affair, okay?
You already got me in trouble one time. I'm not going for that again. But, okay. that's good news. That's good news. I'm happy to hear that Henry's going to be able to get those monies. And
this is public information now. Yeah. If you want to give her a heads-up call and say, hey, make sure, okay, that somebody gets to her in the next 24 hours.
Yeah, I would rather Sierra do that. Just contact her. And I'm quite sure that they have those accounts. And we can just get this over with. You know, it's just been going on too long.
I mean, Sierra will tell you, okay, the most I've gone, okay, in signing off on one of these is about 12 hours. Okay.
This is
bad.
Yeah.
As soon as I get the proper paperwork, I'm signing off on it. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
trust me, Randy, I think we're all excited to get this one taken care of because it's been floating on my to-do list for 2 years as well. So.
And we've calendared a deadline of 11:07 Saturday to get our email to Sierra.
Yeah. Okay. So after we resolve this, Brad, you have no excuse to talk to me now, huh?
You can still call me.
Oh no, you call me.
You guys can talk about football. There we go.
That's my area, man.
Yes. Football. University of football, Miami. Okay.
So, good job. I really appreciate it.
Okay, let's move on to Sheila Scanlon then.
Yeah, so Scanlon, we got a power of attorney on this, and it's executed in another state. And what we're allowed to do by Florida statutes is to ask for an opinion from an attorney from that state as to whether it's valid or not. You know, we're not experts on, I think this was Arizona, I don't remember, but we're not experts on Arizona power of attorney law. And we wrote that letter some time ago when we haven't heard anything. I did get an email from Sierra. I think somebody told Sierra that they thought their attorney had contacted us. They had not. We answered that, and that was a while ago when contacted us. So nothing we can do. We hope to get that, but we can't review it under the law of another state. We're allowed to, under statute, ask for a letter from them, and we're waiting for that.
Okay. Sierra, what was your office's last discussions with Sheila or Sheila Debbie, okay, the sister?
I'm pulling that up now.
Okay.
So Debbie reached out and said she apologized for not contacting sooner. She was under the impression her attorney reached out to Lorium Law, and I advised her that Lorium Law had not heard from her lawyer, and if she could follow up with him so we can have a valid POA, that would be great.
When was
this? This was on August 16th. August 14th.
Okay, so that's a month ago. We need to make sure somebody is calling this lady every 2 weeks, okay, and asking her, okay, to get her act together. The worst thing that could happen at this point, okay, is this lady passes, okay, and then we're in total flux. Because the problem with Sheila is then we're advised by her sister, okay, that she's not of good mental health. Okay, I'm guessing, okay, it's something like an Alzheimer or something like that. I don't know exactly. Okay. But the bottom line is, okay, is that we don't have an address on Sheila. We don't have a proper, I mean, she's moved three times and haven't had a proper change of address. Every mail, okay, that goes out by Foster and Foster, okay, or U.S. Bank, okay, gets returned. It was only by accident, okay. I mean, I remember this from a couple of years ago when I was sick, okay, and I thought, okay, people are following up on it. They haven't been following up. We Sierra, please, I want every 2 weeks somebody to contact, okay, Debbie on this, okay, to get her, okay, to get this stuff done. You know, once again, I don't want to be in a Moses issue, okay, and we're kind of almost there, okay. I mean, if you know, because there's a power hanging out there. If it's legitimate, then we want to take it in, okay, and move things forward, okay, with Debbie being able to sign these papers. If there's not out there, then somebody has to do something in Arizona. Okay, so every 2 weeks, some get Joyce or somebody, okay, every 2 weeks, okay, to be reaching out to her, okay, and you know, and hopefully we just browbeat them into submission somehow. Okay, Ron, anything else?
I just sent an email to her now.
Right. That concludes our report. Thank you.
Okay, you sure?
Yes.
Okay, just want to make sure. Okay, Brent, did you have anything to follow up with?
No, just thank you for reminding me that I used to be young and what did you say? Spry or whatever.
Yeah.
You still look young.
That's all that matters, right? Thank you, Sierra.
That's right. Okay. So next we have Foster and Foster. Well, let me see. One second. My daughter's gonna have to wait. I don't
think she knows it's my turn to report. I think we were on the phone yesterday when she called you.
Yeah, well, we still have an issue something we have to deal with, and she's probably very unhappy in what I just did. Let's see, the state annual wait a second. We got money. Did everybody receive in K the ordinance that was passed in June? Did everybody receive a copy of that? Do we know? Sierra, was it sent out to everybody?
It was, yes.
Okay, it was.
Yeah, I received it.
Okay, the ordinance, that was, you're going to be my replacement, Andrew. right. Okay. But anyway, they passed an ordinance, okay, and but the gist of the ordinance were that the state required. The 185 plan, okay, our sister board, okay, they were under an order from the state of Florida that they could, that they receive insurance tax money, and that money goes to police officers, and because, okay, when this was enacted, okay, there was not enough money, okay, to buy all of the benefits that the state of Florida required the police union to buy. It's dragged out over, well, this is 25 years, okay? And finally, okay, they bought the last, I'm trying to keep this short, they bought the last benefits, okay? I guess there were three or four in this ordinance. And in order to do so, okay, they out of reserve that they had, okay, they gave a lump sum payment of, I guess it was somewhere close to $175,000. I don't care about the exact number. Okay, and then in addition to that, okay, on an annual basis, okay, the state sends them money, okay, these insurance taxes. But in both of in this case, there was purchase of the benefits, okay, we got a downstroke of about $175,000, I guess, this year from the state, okay, to come to us. They were required to pay about $103,000. So we got $200,000+, okay, in payments from them. In years past, and you won't have to deal with this, Andrew, but in years past, okay, we have fought through the following year to get this money paid to us, okay. The last ordinance change where they bought, okay, I literally had to threaten the police union that we would not pay out benefits because they haven't complied with the ordinance. We did collect this in timely fashion. And the only excuse that I, or reason I see that was done, okay, was not Ron. I'm just kidding, Ron. It was Sierra. who followed through with this and came, got our money and came in a timely fashion. Okay, I'm gonna have free time in the next quarter. But anyway, so we collected that money. We need to pay attention to that ordinance. Unfortunately, most of these benefits really don't concern us because, I mean, for disability, the city carries a disability policy, which is better, okay, than what the ordinance change will give them. So they're going to go to that benefit policy, and then the death benefits and stuff like that are more clarifications than they are a real benefit. But it also increases from what was the 185 board paying us last year? What did they pay us last year? $80,000 or something?
Yeah, it was just under $80,000. And this year it was $103,697 in state monies plus the $172,273 in reserve funds.
Right. Okay. But the 103 is what we will receive each year from that pension. Okay. And now they're free to do with the rest of the money what they want to do or what they're required to do by state law and city ordinance. Okay, which is, this is a big relief, okay, that, you know, that we did.
So I confirmed with the actuary that the amount next year will be the $103,697, but in fiscal year 2027, it will reduce to the $78,415. Okay. So, but I have that confirmed with the actuary and calendared on my calendar for each August, so I can, as soon as the money's come in, we can make that transfer.
Right. Okay. So that's on regarding state monies. That's regarding the ordinance. Okay. Please familiarize yourself with these issues. Okay. So these questions will come up in the future. Okay. And you know, and you, if you haven't, if you've read it, okay, at least you have the ability to come back and say, well, I know it's in there, I just need to reread it. Okay, and that's important. Okay, so that's that stuff. There's an NSEPRS meeting in October, and Joe, where are you, Joe? You're up there in the court. Everything shifts every time somebody leaves. But you had a question. Do you still want to go to that?
Yeah, I'd like to go to that. I think it would be helpful.
Anyway, my suggestion to you would be to go to the general meeting. Okay, there's a bunch of breakouts over those two or three days, and when you go into an education class, they're going to lecture you. I know you don't like to be lectured. Okay, nobody does. But you go into these meetings. You go to make sure you're there for the breakfasts and lunches. Okay, because you go in, okay, you walk in, you sit down at a table. I mean, when I went a couple of years ago, I sat with people from CalSTRS, with New York pension plans, okay? I mean, these are the trillion-dollar plans, and you're sitting at the same table with trustees for, you know, plus there's other local boards like us, but, those are the interactions, okay, that you want. You want to learn from people like that. You want to go to the breakout meetings because these are the national issues. These are the issues nationally. Are you going to stay up there in Fort Lauderdale?
Might as well go for the whole experience. Go for the whole experience.
Stay. It's at the Omni, okay? But go to those breakfasts, lunches. Okay.
No, I want to do the whole deal.
Hopefully you'll meet somebody, okay, that'll take you to dinner, but you can still get your daily stipend. Okay.
Okay.
Make a profit of $100 or something. But anyway, that would be my suggestion. You make the final decision.
Okay? Oh, no, I'm in 100%. And especially now that you are seconding my request. Yes, I'm in.
Yeah, I think you'll be bored in those classes.
Okay. Well, you're talking about the class. But isn't that all part of a big package?
No, well, yeah, there's several packages that compound. Okay, you go to those classes. They're $900 for one group of classes, $900 for another group of classes. Then, if you want the ultimate thing, would be to get certified by NSEPRS, okay, which in my mind, okay, is if you're a police officer or a general employee. you know, it's one thing. Okay, you're a business person. A lot of this stuff is common sense. To me, it would be more important, okay, to go to the three, was it 3 days, okay, of the just the general meeting, okay, because if not, you're going to be there for almost 5 days, I think, right?
Well, the, my thoughts were, if I'm already involved with the City of South Miami Pension and continue to stay on for, you know, to give service back, that going to these events, you always learn something new, and then going through that fiduciary program, it's good for me to better understand what I'm doing, and also I figured it's also good for my business personally. So I figured it's a win-win to get better educated on the whole.
You want to go to both of them, okay? We'll pay for it, okay? I don't care. Make the decision, okay? Get with Sierra, or who's handling that in your office, Sierra?
Janice.
Okay, get with Janice, okay? Tell her exactly what you want to do, okay? And I'll sign off on the checks, is, you know.
Are you going?
If I do, it would just be for the conference, okay, not for the education, okay? I don't know, okay? I've got some things going on around here around that time that might become an issue. But might become an issue. I've got to really discuss that with my wife, okay?
Okay.
But this is, you know, family issues.
Okay. Yeah.
I think Sierra, the other daughter.
I think if anything, I'll gain something from it, and I think it's worth my investment and worth the pensions investment. Well,
your investment is the time, okay? You know, the money. Listen, the city pays for this. Okay.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. I think it's a win-win.
Yeah. Alfredo pays for this.
No. Unless Alfredo opposes, but I'm, you know, I think it's better. The more I know, the better, I think.
I mean, if it was my money, I'd offer you a one-day stipend not to go. Okay. There, you see, Alfredo?
Yeah, thank you, Brad. I appreciate that. And Joe, it would be great for you to go. Honestly, the more knowledge you have, the better it is this board becomes. So,
yeah, I mean, you know, I've been living in this city for almost 30 years now. I figured I'm not going anywhere.
Okay. And Andrew and Justin, if you want to do this, okay, it's in Fort Lauderdale, so you'd be fairly close to home if you want. I mean, once again, my suggestion, if you want to go up for the conference, okay, and get those interactions, okay, that to me, that would be step one, is that first, okay, the other education is secondary to me. But that, you know.
You too.
And Randy, to you, I was going to get to you, Randy. Just calm down, okay? And Randy, okay, the city will give you those days off, won't they, Alfredo? It's paid time off.
Yeah, of course it would. Of course it would be great.
Okay, just so you know, that's there for you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Alfredo, are you sure the city would pay for those days?
They're required to pay for that. Randy, I will go down fighting.
You become city manager, man.
That's not what Free Kamali told me.
Okay, and as soon as your other members of the union find out you're getting paid time off for this, they're going to question why they're not on the board.
Okay.
Those are the benefits of being on the board, I guess.
Yes, and Alfredo, I would strongly suggest you go to one of these, and this is the closest, and you could, we'll pay for you to stay up at the Omni, okay? And you can bring
I did hear that they moved it because it was at the Omni with people staying at the Diplomat, I believe, and I heard they moved it up to the Margaritaville because the Diplomat's under construction.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm not caught up on all the...
Yeah, and you get free margaritas, too.
The city does not pick that up. The city does not pick up the margarita. I want to make that real clear.
Yes. That was made clear.
And they'll pay you to drink them.
Yeah, you're right. Because you're on pay. No, they'll pay Randy to drink them, okay, because Randy is on paid time off.
I'm actually thinking about going with Joe. You talking about margaritas and stuff? Joe, you want a partner?
And you can bring your wife. And she can go shopping while you're in the...
No, she's going to limit the margaritas. I don't want to bring the wife.
Randy, I want to remind you, we are being recorded.
Get a copy of this recording, okay? And then you're going to be dead. You're going to be dead. Okay. We're going to be looking for a new member. Okay. So anybody, okay, please get in touch with Janice. Okay. Yeah.
And if you reach out to me, I'll send it along to Janice. If you don't have her email handy, you can just send me a quick email and Janice will reach out to
this,
you.
This is at the end of October, so it's about 6 weeks away. So you want to get in as soon as possible. Is there a date that the prices go up? Do we know, Sierra, real quick?
I don't know that offhand.
I think October 10th
it goes up. Either way, I don't care. I don't care about that as much as I do getting you guys to these meetings. Okay, I've been to them, and it's, you know, I mean, it's rather than going to Denver or San Francisco, which I know would be, you know, so hard on you. This is Fort Lauderdale. It's in our backyard.
Yeah, that's another thing I liked about that. It's easy.
Okay. And then there's the fiduciary program from the 25th and on the 25th and 26th. Okay. And then the 26th and 29th. Those are the dates that, I would suggest that's the most important, because it will give you financial, actuarial, legislative, and listening to the problems in other states, okay, and talking to these other people, just having breakfast with them, and that to me was more exciting, okay, and everybody knows my opinion on FPPTA, and I know Ron will say he's the lawyer for FPPTA.
Brad, I got to get off at 12. I just want to give you
okay. So, well, we're getting anyway. New business, okay. You got a list of the 2026 meetings. Okay, I did make a modification. Did they get the modified one, Sierra?
Yes.
Okay, they were going to put us on the Friday before Labor Day. Okay, I moved it to the Friday after Labor Day. Anybody have any problems with that?
What is that about?
These are the proposed dates for meetings for next year, which if you opened your package, you would have seen.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Okay. Let's see. And then that there's the 2025-26 budget. Okay. Does anybody have any questions about what they saw there? Keep in mind, okay, that we're in a unique position from, I guess, just about every other pension that I've talk to or know, okay, in as much as we get our expenses paid back, or they call them reasonable expenses, but if they're an expense, the only reason we paid them, okay, is because they're reasonable, okay? So if any, I mean, and we try to put in a buffer there. I don't want to underestimate, okay? I'd rather overestimate and not use the money. Okay, you hear that, Alfredo? Not use the money, okay? So that's how that budget came to being, and so we need to pass that budget, Sierra?
Yes, I need a motion to adopt that.
Make a motion that we adopt the budget for fiscal year, but this is the budget for fiscal year 2026.
Yeah, 25-26.
Correct.
Okay, so I have a motion and a second. Okay, any discussion? No discussion, okay. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All against, nay. There's none, so that's unanimous. Okay, I don't need on the meeting dates, we don't need a motion on that, do we? Okay. On the litigation on the George Green and PRC, I think the attorney's dragging his feet, but I'm gonna motivate him in the next couple of weeks to get on this. Okay, I spoke to his brother, okay, who he hates. So
that's not us. That you all have special counsel on that. That's not us.
Yeah, that's not Ron. Okay, that's Craig Shapiro. And once again, these are small, and it's lucky, okay, that these aren't major issues, okay, because we need to deal with that question. Consent agenda. We had warrant 52 and 53. Okay, I'll take a motion. Does anybody have any questions? And when you're reading these warrants, okay, please take the time, okay, to look at the Foster and Foster invoice, okay, the second one, because that will show you all the different items, okay, that that Foster and Foster is handling or had a discussion on. If you see something there and you want a question on it or want to know what it is, right now would be the time, okay, to ask the question, okay, who's George Green or who's Officer Castro, and what did we do for Officer Castro this month? You know, if you want to know this stuff, okay, now's the proper time to question it. Okay. Zimby, you have any questions? Okay, there's no questions there. I'll take a motion to approve.
Make a motion. We approve the awards.
Second.
And to be clear, is that for the whole consent agenda to include the fund activity report?
The what?
The fund activity report. I'm sorry, that item rolls over to the next page, but the fund activity report for June 7th to September 5th.
All right. Okay. You need to go through those, okay? Because once again, that tells you what we're doing. We assume, okay, that everything is going on, okay? But I caught the Scanlon issue, okay, by looking at an invoice, okay, from Foster and Foster, and that's when I brought it back up. I know the importance of getting these things done, okay? And so we have a motion for the approval of the consent agenda. Is that what you made, Alfredo? We have a second?
Yes, make a motion.
Okay, we have a second. We have a motion and a second. Okay, any questions? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All against nay. There you'll see in your thing, okay, drop statements, okay. Those are going to change, as Sierra explained to me, going forward. In order to save money, okay, and they're at the beginning of each year, okay, they can project out once they have the COLA and what our return was on our pension. They can project out over the next year what people are going to be paid, and they're going to go ahead and project that. I guess it's acceptable. Does anybody have any questions on that? No questions. Okay, then I don't think we don't need a motion on that.
No.
Anybody have any questions? Anybody have any thoughts? Yeah, that's not good. Somebody should have jumped in and said, yeah, I think, okay, but they don't have to follow it up with the questions. But anyway, okay, so we have that. So we're done with trustees' reports, discussions, and actions. We are open at the City of South Miami in the commission chambers. I don't know if anybody's sitting there. If somebody is sitting there and has a question, okay, please speak now or forever hold your peace. Okay, then the next meeting is December 12th at 10 a.m. And with that, I'll take a motion for adjournment.
Make a motion for adjournment.
This meeting is so short.
Thank God.
None of discuss football, baseball, anybody? No, everybody wants to go back to their day. With that, okay, I will ask all in favor, say aye.
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 All against, nay. Nobody's complaining. You all have a good day, okay, and, you know.
You too.
Hi, everybody.
See you, everybody.
Take care, everyone.
Bye now.